Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 19th, the up-counted 19th episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, the NBA playoffs are getting really interesting right now, so you know we have to break it down on the CC. But first, a word from our sponsors. So it has been a long time since I made an episode. I know I've been pretty busy recently, but I'm trying to get back to a more regular release schedule with every single Tuesday like I used to. But, you know, College of a Conversation is back again, so let's get right back into it. So let's break down these NBA playoffs right now. The matchups in the first round, semifinals, and now the conference finals. Starting with the number one seeded Philadelphia 76ers and the number eight seeded Washington Wizards. The Sixers, as expected, kind of handled the Wizards pretty easily. The Wizards did manage to steal one game. This was also the series that Joel Embiid, played on one leg. Basically, he had a slight meniscus tear, which many people thought that he probably wasn't going to come back for the rest of the series, but thankfully it wasn't that serious, and he did manage to come back for the rest of the time that the Sixers were in the playoffs. Ben Simmons played great defense on Bradley Beal throughout the whole entire series, which that led to the Sixers obviously being able to take care of the Wizards easily. Who knows what the Wizards are going to do in the offseason in terms with trades. There's some speculation that they could trade Russell Westbrook to somewhere like the Los Angeles Lakers. They could trade Bradley Beal somewhere else, not sure where. But the Wizards have a pretty interesting offseason coming up. This team is stuck in mediocrity a little bit. I don't think that Russell Westbrook is the type of guy that can... I don't think he's the type of point guard that can really... You can really win a championship with, you know? Maybe... And with the contracts of Brad Beal and Russell Westbrook, they're kind of locked into those two, barring any circumstances where if they were to trade one of them. But it's going to be very interesting to see that they are not continuing on with their head coach, Scott Brooks. They couldn't come to terms with an agreement on a contract extension, so he was forced to be let go, so the Wizards will be in the market for a new coach. Now, moving on to the next series, we have the number 4-seeded New York Knicks versus the number 5-seeded Atlanta Hawks. Even though the Hawks won 4-1, I felt that this is one of the most interesting series so far throughout the entire playoffs. To start off, it was just great to see the Knicks in the playoffs again, because you know how Madison Square Garden, it gets really loud in the playoffs. That crowd is just something else. They are just rocking, and they were the whole way through. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said for Julius Randle. Him and RJ Barrett, they kind of choked a little bit throughout the playoffs. But the story of the whole entire playoffs is on Atlanta's side with Trae Young. The Hawks are obviously the Cinderella story so far. Trae Young, during one of the games, he hit the dagger. He iced it, iced Trae. He iced the game in New York. And so he shushed Madison Square Garden, which is very, 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 what's the word I'm looking for? I guess I could say ballsy. Very ballsy to see. And of course, he also took a bow when he closed out the series against the New York Knicks, which I thought was pretty interesting, because in a tough market like New York, and as tough as those fans are, you gotta have guts to do stuff like that. But I think that stuff like that is pretty amazing, because I'm a big fan of athletes, you know, just letting loose, showing off a little bit. It just makes the game fun, to be honest. Of course, it's not fun when it's against your team, but I'm not a Knicks fan, so, you know, the Knicks have an interesting offseason coming up. They have a ton of cap space, actually. I think that they can be in the market to sign a star. I think that they can be a sleeper to sign someone like Kawhi Leonard, which I think that that would be great to see because they have the bench pieces. They just need that one star. And Tom Thibodeau also won Coach of the Year. So congratulations to him. But the Knicks are going to be very interesting coming up. They're going to have a very interesting offseason. So good luck to them. Now, the next series we have is the number 2-seeded Brooklyn Nets versus the number 7-seeded Boston Celtics. As expected, the Brooklyn Nets took care of business against these Boston Celtics. Boston was able to take a game from them, but throughout the 4 wins that the Brooklyn Nets had, they basically demolished them every single time. It was, just what can you really do against a team that has Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving, along with shooters like Joe Harris? It's just, what can you really do about that? Tatum had a few great games for Boston, but unfortunately it was not enough because not only are they a little shorthanded on talent, he's a great, talented superstar. Jaylen Brown was injured the whole series and he cannot play. So that's what happened with the Boston Celtics. Also with the Celtics, that proved to be the last series and last games for head coach Brad Stevens, as he was now promoted to president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. So the Celtics will be in the market for a new coach. They are also in the market for a big man. I think that if they can get a big man, that they can be pretty dangerous. But there have been reports coming out that there's a lot of turmoil in the Boston Celtics organization. There's a lot of dysfunction. Like, when Blake Griffin was on the Pistons, he was playing against the Celtics. And so he asked if, he should come there, if he should be traded there. And one of their players that he asked, I forget which one it was, but they said that he didn't want to come here because there's a lot of turmoil and a lot of dysfunction there. This has been said about the Boston Celtics for a pretty long time on how much dysfunction there is in that organization. But hopefully, they have a lot of time to build a great team around Jason Tatum, but the players have all the power in this league, and the patience that there is to win in this league is very rare to find nowadays. So if they want to keep Jason Tatum, obviously the same with any other team, with any other superstar, they should build, a better team around him. And now on to the Western Conference in the first round. The number 1-seeded Utah Jazz versus the number 8-seeded Memphis Grizzlies. You already knew what was going to happen here. The Jazz near swept. Oh, sorry, I forgot about one series. The number 3-seeded Milwaukee Bucks versus the number 6-seeded Miami Heat. There's nothing really to talk about this one. The Milwaukee Bucks swept the Miami Heat 4-0. And they demolished them more often than not in those games. So I think the Miami Heat are going to be in the hunt to add another star. So it's going to be interesting to see. The Miami Heat, I had them as one of the low-key dangerous teams going into these finals, to be quite honest with you. So that was disappointing to see that they fell flat on their backs right away to the Milwaukee Bucks. But the Bucks are a very dangerous team, They have a back-to-back MVP in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's also a Defensive Player of the Year. Chris Middleton, who has an amazing mid-range pull-up game and is an all-star himself. And they also have a great defensive anchor to go along with Giannis and Jrue Holiday. So the Bucks are a very dangerous team going forward. I think Jimmy Butler kind of fell short in the series. So hopefully the Miami Heat bounce back and they can get another star to go along with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. So now moving on to the Western Conference, the number 1-seeded Utah Jazz versus the number 8-seeded Memphis Grizzlies. There's not really a lot to say about this series. The Jazz beat the Memphis Grizzlies by a score of 4-1. Excuse me. And, you know, this is one of the most low-key series because the Grizzlies, honestly, were not supposed to be there. But, you know, it is what it is. They snuck in with the play-in game and they took a game from the Utah Jazz. But moving on to the number 4-seeded LA Clippers versus the number 5-seeded Dallas Mavericks. Now, this series was pretty interesting. It was the only series in the first round to go to 7 games. And what this series has taught us about the Dallas Mavericks is that I don't think Kristaps Porzingis can really be a solid number 2 option for Luka Doncic. Okay? He is a big man who constantly shoots threes. He is over 7 feet tall. I don't think he's really been the same since his injury in New York. But, you know, such things happen in the NBA. Just as we just saw with the LA Clippers, Kawhi just got injured. It may be an ACL injury, but hopefully he is okay and can come back for the rest of the playoffs. But, yeah. Honestly, Luka obviously is really the anchor with the Dallas Mavericks. I think he's going to win multiple MVPs in his career. Hopefully. Speaking of Luka Doncic, there's been reports that he is not happy with the dysfunction going on with the Dallas Mavericks. They just parted ways with their longtime head coach, Rick Carlisle. Hopefully they can find another good head coach to pair Luka Doncic with and find him a better supporting cast, because if there is any word that Luka Doncic wants to be traded from the Dallas Mavericks, then of course the teams are going to flock to the phones to see what his availability is going to be. So, yeah, the LA Clippers, they handled the Dallas Mavericks. I wouldn't say handled them in 7 games, 4-3, and they moved on to the conference semifinals. Now, the next series, the number 3-seeded Denver Nuggets versus the number 6-seeded Portland Trailblazers. Now, what this has taught me about the Portland Trailblazers is that, well, what reports came out about after this series about the Portland Trailblazers is that Damian Lillard is starting to lose patience with the Portland Trailblazers on, you know, just first-round exit after first-round exit, with the farthest he's gone with them being the Western Conference Finals against the Golden State Warriors in, I think, 2019. Damian Lillard, he has been with the Portland Trailblazers since 2012. That's as far as he's got with them. I think that Damian Lillard may be traded this offseason. I wouldn't put it past them if they could trade CJ McCollum too. But if they were to keep both of them, I think that they need to get a solid, solid big man. Like, I'm talking about near star level big man to complement those two. Because that's just how the team can be rounded out, and hopefully they can win more. The Denver Nuggets, obviously they have the MVP of the league, Nikola Jokic. They did not have Jamal Murray all throughout these playoffs. He was out with an injury. Jokic obviously stepped up with his usual statistics, and he led the Denver Nuggets past the Portland Trailblazers 4-2. Now, the next series, the number 2-seeded Phoenix Suns versus the number 7-seeded LA Lakers. For this series, I actually had the Phoenix Suns winning. I think that the Phoenix Suns are America's team right now in these NBA playoffs. Because of all the recent misfortune that they have had throughout the years, and just to see them doing great as they are right now, it's just the Chris Paul effect, you know? Ever since getting Chris Paul at point guard and Monty Williams at a head coach, it has just been a different story for the Phoenix Suns. They went from near bottom of the league to the 2 seed within the span of a year. And Devin Booker is obviously a great young player. He's going to continue to be great. I don't think he's going to miss another All-Star game for the rest of his career. For the rest of his prime, the rest of his career. The Lakers did not look like themselves at all. They barely had Anthony Davis at all. LeBron James was... he was pretty injury-riddled himself. So, the Lakers, they obviously were not at full strength, but I think that if they were at full strength, that they would have taken care of Phoenix. This series may have gone to 7 games. But props to the Phoenix Suns for getting past them. And, you know, hopefully that they can continue to go far. So moving on to the conference semifinals, we had the number 1-seeded Philadelphia 76ers taking on the number 5-seeded Atlanta Hawks. Now, as a Sixers fan, I have a lot to say about this series. Number one being, I can't believe Ben Simmons passed up that wide-open dunk that would have tied the game. Number two being, Ben Simmons has to be more aggressive if he wants to stay on the Sixers. You know, he scored a total of 19 points through the 3 biggest games of the year. Second thought, I can't believe the Hawks even took 3 wins at the Wells Fargo Center against the Sixers. I can't believe that Kevin Huerter went off in Game 7 like he did. But, you know, just what do you do? What do you do? People are lobbying for Ben Simmons to be traded, which the Sixers apparently are going to look into. They're going to test the market, but is there really that much of a market anymore? Like, how big is the market, really? We could have had James Harden earlier on in the season, in January. But it was either the Sixers refused to give up Ben Simmons, or the Rockets refused to give James Harden to Daryl Morey. It's just a lot of what-ifs. I think that, don't get me wrong, Ben Simmons is one of the best, if not the best, defender in the league right now, regardless of the fact that he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year, which he definitely should have. Rudy Gobert did not deserve it, in my opinion. He needs to get a jump shot, okay? There is no way around it. He needs to develop more of an offensive game. People keep saying, oh, well, he's not that guy. Well, he's going to have to be, okay? Because, you know, just Embiid clogs up a lot of the paint. Embiid's a better 3-point shooter than Simmons is. Don't get that wrong. But when Embiid's clogging the paint and they give Simmons, like, what, 15 feet of space that he's not going to shoot the ball, that's just a problem. Also, everybody else knows that Seth Curry and Danny Green, they're both shooters. They're going to let it fly when they're given any space, so they're not going to give them space. But Ben Simmons is great at literally everything else except for shooting the basketball. And it's not even that he can't shoot the basketball, it's just that he won't. And if he won't shoot the basketball, then the Sixers are not going to win a title. It's just simple as that. And the Sixers-Hawks series, it should have been over in 5 games. The Sixers should have won 4-1. Maybe even a sweep. But the Sixers choked a big lead. They choked 2 big leads. They choked a 26-point lead in the fourth quarter. They choked a 18-point lead. And they completely fell apart in Game 1. They were not there in Game 1. They started trying in the last quarter. They made it close. But they never took the lead. It's not Doc Rivers' fault at all. none of the blame can really go on Doc Rivers, but I'm going to say that I don't like the lineup that Doc Rivers puts out, where it's Tobias Harris and four bench players. You can't be putting out lineups like that in Game 7 of the playoffs. You just can't put out lineups like that. That's the only thing I will fault Doc Rivers for in this instance. Joel Embiid, once again, did all he could. Especially considering that he had a torn meniscus. He was playing on a torn meniscus. Seth Curry did all he could. Danny Green was injured. So, Ben Simmons, I'd be willing to keep Ben Simmons around, but he has to develop an offensive game. Congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks on advancing. Congratulations to Trae Young on the great playoffs he's having. We'll probably see you again next year. So, next we have the number 2-seeded Brooklyn Nets versus the number 3-seeded Milwaukee Bucks. This series also went to 7 games. This was a great, great series, hard fought. Despite the fact that Kyrie Irving did not play a lot in this series against the Milwaukee Bucks. Once again, a lot to say about this series. The Brooklyn Nets are a Kevin Durant shoe size away from advancing to the conference finals. The man wears a size 18. If he had only wore a size 17, that they'd be in the conference finals right now. James Harden also played injured, I guess. People are putting a little bit of the blame on Joe Harris a little bit in the Game 7 loss. But that was a really good series, I gotta say. The Milwaukee Bucks won it 4-3. Giannis played great. Middleton played good. Drew Holiday played great on defense, as per usual. And, you know, it's series like that, fresh, new series like that, are what makes basketball great. The Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Brooklyn Nets by 4-3. And they moved on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, moving on to the number one seeded Utah Jazz versus the number 4-seeded LA Clippers. The Clippers with the upset 4-2 series win over the Utah Jazz. Paul George played out of his mind. Out of his mind. That whole entire series. Same thing with Terrence Mann. Players like that stepping up when the best player is down. Kawhi Leonard. But in this instance, Paul George was the best player. Without a doubt, in my mind. That makes up for all the slander that he has received. All the choking that he has done. Paul George is... He's that guy. He's that guy, pal. He's that guy. Utah Jazz kind of choked it away. Rudy Gobert, once again, I don't know how he was named Defensive Player of the Year. This series shows he does not deserve it at all. This man is an imposter. He does not deserve that. But whatever, such is life. He lost in the conference semifinals. The LA Clippers advanced 4-2 to the Western Conference Finals. Now, for this series, the number 2-seeded Phoenix Suns versus the number 3-seeded Denver Nuggets. The Phoenix Suns swept the Denver Nuggets 4-0. Devin Booker played out of his mind. Chris Paul, out of his mind. Amazing. Once again, like I said, the Phoenix Suns are America's team right now, folks. They are America's team. I want them to win right now. Now that the Sixers are out, I want them to win. I want CP3 to get his first ring. I want Devin Booker to get a ring too. Even DeAndre Ayton. Get him a ring as well. Get him a ring as well. Nikola Jokic did all he could against these Phoenix Suns. But unfortunately, he got swept. The Denver Nuggets got swept 4-0, and the Phoenix Suns advance to the conference finals. Now, I just wanted to give a little preview of these conference finals. We got the number 5-seeded Atlanta Hawks going against the number 3-seeded Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that the Milwaukee Bucks are going to win this series by 4-1. I think it would have been, they would have had a much bigger challenge if the Sixers pulled through, but obviously they didn't. So hopefully Trae Young can stay hot, and so can Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think that Giannis is going to put up his normal numbers that he usually does. I think that Trae could have a little bit of trouble if he is guarded by Jrue Holiday, which he more than likely will be. And yeah, that's how it's going to be. It's going to be Milwaukee wins, goes to the finals by a score of 4-1. Now for the Western Conference Finals, we have the 4-seeded LA Clippers versus the number 2-seeded Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns are already off to a 1-0 lead. I think if the Phoenix Suns win it by 4-3, I think this series goes to a Game 7. And that will be a heck of a Game 7. Like I said, I want the Phoenix Suns to win. I really want Chris Paul and Devin Booker to get rings. Mostly Chris Paul, considering the great career that he has had already. And just with the amount of turmoil and horrible seasons that Phoenix has had in recent history, they deserve to get that ring. Now, of course, my predicted NBA Finals matchup, the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Phoenix Suns, I think that series also goes to 7, and I think the Phoenix Suns end up taking it. But I don't know, that series could be really, really good. So these NBA playoffs had honestly been pretty competitive. It's been a lot of surprises and a lot of competitiveness, a lot of great moments, and hopefully it continues for the rest of the playoffs. Thank you for listening to this episode of Collegeville Conversation. Whenever sports breaks, we'll discuss it every Tuesday. As always, I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Have a great day.